Good morning, everyone. It should be a Chorev Tov for us all. That's why I can't eat that cake. I want it to be a Chorev Tov. But thank you for the kind offer, Bruce. Gentlemen, we, as we began at the beginning of the year, the name of the series is How Does It Work? And what we're trying to do is taking the halachic practices that we do all the time and trying to understand how it works. Namely, it's a different story. If you know how your carburetor works and how your engine works, then you can explain to a mechanic, hey, it's not working because, versus saying, the car's not working. How come? I don't know. It's just I put in the key, I turned it, and nothing happened. And that's what we're trying to do today. And is it Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a new entity? Or is it not a new entity, but rather it is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Comes along Bruce and says, I'll give you a proof for the second option. Is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, no connection. Why? Because if it was a special Shabbos like Shabbos Chol HaMoed or Shabbos Yom Kippur, what would you do with the Parsha of the week? There is no Parsha of the week. You could save on learning that week. There's no Shtayim Mikra Ve'echar Targum. Remember that secret I brought out to the world? Remember? It's written in the Shulchan Aruch. You have to go over the Sedra twice with Targum every week. That week, no Parsha. Why? It's a new entity called Shabbos Yom Kippur. Shabbos Yom Kippur, Parsha of the week. Turn around, buy, not wanted, we'll push you off. We are now going to have a Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, no Parsha of the week. Comes along Bruce and says, that's not what's going to happen this Shabbos. Why?
We're
going to
read, right? Parsha
of
Noach.
We are going to read Parshas Noach. And we're also going to read Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because it's Rosh Chodesh. We're also going to read the Rosh Chodesh laning.
But then Haftorah.
And then maybe the Haftorah, I have to say, is not a good example, but we'll get to the Haftorah in a moment. The Haftorah always has to do with the last Parsha you read, except for one exception. Anyone know the exception?
Yeah, Rosh Chodesh.
There's a certain week where they do the...
Everyone fell for that one. That was good. The halacha is the haftorah always has to do with the last laning that you lane. So if it's one parsha, the haftorah has to do with the laning. Is that statement correct?
Zachor.
It is absolutely false. Parshat Zachor. Parshat Zachor, we do read Parshat Zachor. No. Gentlemen, we went through Sheva de Nechamta. So Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about going into Israel and how beautiful it is. And all of a sudden we read about Nachumu, Nachumu Ami. What does that have to do with the Parsha? So rabbis get paid to find a connection between the Parsha and the Haftorah, but quite frankly, there is no connection. Shabbos Shuvah, what Parsha did we read this year? Parshat Ha'azinu. Is there a connection between Parshat Ha'azinu and Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Chichashalta Ba'avonecha, the Haftorah of Parshat Shuvah? No. So we have that. So therefore the Haftorah per se may not be the best example. But the Torah reading is a very good example, because if it's a new entity, we change the Torah reading, as we did on Shabbos Yom Kippur and Shabbos Chol HaMoed. If it's not a new entity, we don't change the Torah reading. Those are Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, two Sifrei Torah, nothing to do with each other. First laning is Parshat Noach, which would have been even if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Second laning, Rosh Chodesh. We add in two psukim about Shabbos, it's right before, it's a nice thing to do, but quite frankly, it seems like it's separate. Friday night, it's Yontif, it's Shabbos. Do we change the Amidah? We do! Do we change the Amidah this Friday night?
Yes.
No, we don't. We only add Yal Leviyavo. Now, Rosh Chodesh is going to be Thursday night. Are we going to change the Amidah? No, we're going to say the Amidah, and we're going to add in Yal Leviyavo. That in Halacha is called Me'ein HaMe'orah. There's a special day, you have to mention it in davening. The Gemara says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, bless God day by day. If a day is different than the day before, you mention it in davening.
You also continue Kabbalat Shabbat, as opposed to Yontif.
Very good, Harold says, a regular Kabbalat Shabbat. There's no difference. So quite frankly, we've seen so far that since the laning remains the Parsha, and the davening remains the davening for Friday night, Shabbos morning, at Mincha as well, seems like Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are just two people in one house. You have a family plus a guest. You don't have a new family. It's not like two people got married for a weekend.
And on Shabbat, there's a special Muslim.
So just to put it into perspective, we said that since we're asking if this weekend is something new, a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a totally different Shabbos, namely, it's a new entity, it's a new family formed for a weekend, but a new family. Or is it just two people living in the same house for this weekend? You have a guest sleeping over. So we said that since the laning doesn't change, it's the parsha of the week, but just add the Rosh Chodesh laning, maybe it's two people, no connection between them. Friday night davening doesn't change. It's a long Kabbalah Shabbos. Shabbos morning davening doesn't change for Shacharis, and neither for Mincha. We just had Yalav V'Yavo like every other Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't change. During the Yalav V'Yavo, are we going to say B'Yom HaShabbat HaZeh U'V'Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh? No. It turns out that the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo Paskins, that's what you should do on Shabbos Yom Kippur, for example. The Ramah disagrees. In normal Ashkenazic Machzorim, it's not there. Rav Soloveitchik held like the Shulchan Aruch. He would say, B'yom HaShabbat HaZeh, B'yom HaKippurim HaZeh. But he didn't say that with regard to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, because it's just two people living in the same house.
Yeah, but isn't there an extra cover bar on Rosh Chodesh?
We'll get to that. On the other hand, once you get to Musaf, you have a totally different Musaf. And again, Musaf is a good example where you would have to say the other side of the coin. Because if it would be two different things, you would have to say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and maybe add another bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashei Chodashim. There's two different Musafs brought that day. There's Musaf of Shabbos, anyone know what it is? Oh, please, gentlemen. Shnei Chvasim, B'nei Shana Tamim. There's a song like that, right? Right, right. It's also a pasuk, but it's a song. B'yom HaShabbos, Shnei Chvasim, B'nei Shana Tamim. You bring that, and then you bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. V'Rashei Chodashim Takrivu. Anyone want to continue? That was a trick question. No one has to continue. Just look in the sitter and say it. Gentlemen, if it would be two different entities, maybe you have to daven two different musafs. But we daven one musaf, and we end with the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rashei Chodashim. Now, if it would be two different things, you wouldn't be able to end the bracha that way, simply because you can't merge two things into one. You can't say Shehakol Nieh B'Dvaro and Borei Peri HaAdamah, you know, save on the brachas. Two different foods, two different brachas, two different days, Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you got to end differently. Just like in the benching, you have a Ritzeh and you have a Yalev Yavo, separate. But since we merge them together, we fuse them into one bracha, that might be a proof that it's a new entity. Now let me take that one step further. There's a beautiful Gemara in Mesechet Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim, Dav Tzadik, Amud Bet, the Tzadik Aleph, Amud Aleph, has the big question of, when you have your talis and your tefillin, which one do you put on first? Tadir and Mekudash. What's Tadir mean? What you do consistently every day. What's Mekudash?
Higher
level. So, says the Gemara, you have two korbanos. One is Tadir, you bring it every day, like the Tamid. One is the Mekudash, because it's on a higher level. There's more halachos related to it, it's more Mekudash. Those that say korbanos in the morning, I know that's also a secret, but if you say korbanos in the morning, at the end of the korbanos you have the mishnayos of Ezehu Mekoman, and there's a difference between Kodshei Kodashim and Kodshim Kalim. There's a difference, there's a hierarchy of korbanos. Make a long story short, the Gemara says, which trumps which? Excuse the political statement. Which trumps which? Do you go ahead and say the Mekudash comes before the Tadir, or the Tadir before the Mekudash?
The latter.
So, every day you put on talis before tefillin, that's a proof that Tadir comes first. So the Gemara asks, Ben Ashar, what happens when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh come out together? So you have the Tamid, you have to bring the Musaf of Shabbos, then you have to bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is on a higher level than Shabbos, because Shabbos is Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana Tamimim. What's missing from Shabbos is what we bring on every other Yontiv and Rosh Chodesh, and that's a Korban Chatat. We don't got that on Shabbos. We got that on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, we got a slew of korbanos. Some of them are more mekudash than the Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana Tamimim. So which one goes first? And at the end of the Gemara basically says, it's one. I won't go into the actual language of the Gemara. The Gemara basically says it merges into one. From this, Medayek the Or Sameach the following. He infers in this Gemara the following. Who's the Or Sameach? His mommy didn't say, Or Sameach, clean your room! Or Sameach. The Or Sameach, Rav Meir Simcha from Dvinsk. He wrote a book called the Meshech Chochma and Tanakh. He was about to publish it when he was a young man. And they told him, listen, don't publish it. Why? He said, if you publish a book on Tanakh at that time in Europe, they're all going to say that you are a maskil, because you learn Tanakh. Real Jews don't learn Tanakh. So publish a book on Gemara or the Rambam, then they'll see that you're a Talmud Chacham, and then you can publish a book on Tanakh. So he literally took his Meshech Chochma, he put it in a drawer, he left it there, he published the Or Sameach, which is a beautiful interpretation on the Rambam, beautiful set, And then everyone saw this as Rav Meir Simcha, Vince, the man knows how to learn. Well, then he published the Meshech Chochma, and thus he called his book Meshech Chochma, which means I'm a wise man. I outsmarted everyone. So in his Or Sameach, he medayik from this Gemara based on the Rambam, the following, that since the Gemara says, you would have said that Rosh Chodesh is on a lower level, on a higher level than Shabbos, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion that no, they fuse into one. When a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh comes, it becomes a new entity. And thus in Musaf, you can put them all together because it's one Musaf. You could say, Ve'et Musfei Yom HaShabbat HaZev Yom Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, because they fuse into one. It's not two different people living in the same house. It's one family. So I'm going to chop a nafgamina from the Or Sameach. This nafgamina, certain chazanim are not going to like. When you daven Musaf this Shabbos, which nigun do you use? In your private Shmoneh Esrei, no one's listening, who cares? But if you're a chazan, do you use the nigun of Rosh Chodesh? You know the nigun of Rosh Chodesh, no? Right? Everyone says Amen before the chazan finishes, right? What did he say? I don't know what he said. I just said Amen when everyone said Amen. He just said to drop dead. Oh, that's what I said Amen to? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. You should, by the way, all wait for the chazan to finish and then say Amen. Know what you're saying Amen to. There's something called an Amen Yetoma. Amen Yetoma literally means what?
An orphaned
Amen. You say Amen on nothing. So, gentlemen, this Shabbos, there's a nigun of Rosh Chodesh, and there's a nigun of Shabbos. Which one do you use? So, I know Chazanim, they know how to use their tunes well. They say the nigun of Rosh Chodesh, then they get to V'yom HaShabbos, they switch back to Shabbos. V'yom HaShabbat, blah, 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 blah. And they go back and forth. If the Or Sameach's right, you shouldn't go back and forth. Why? It's one entity. It's one new entity called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So that's nafgamina number one. Do you change the tune? But you know what? You can say the tune this way, that way. You don't have to say any tune. It's fine. The halacha is you have to have a chazarat hashatz. If you say it with no tune, that's not a nafgamina. Let's say the real nafgamina. This nafgamina will blow you away. What happens if you forget to say ritzei on Friday night when you eat, after you eat your meal? You ate a big meal, unfortunately you drank too much, you didn't say ritzei. You remember to bench, but you didn't say ritzei. What's the halacha?
You repeat.
Now what happened on Thursday night? Rosh Chodesh, number one. You ate a meal with bread, you bench, and you didn't say yale v'yavo. Do you repeat?
No.
Why?
In a chayev, in a seudah.
Rule of the thumb, says Harold, based on the Gemara, is if you're chayev and eating a seudah, a bread-based seudah, you have to repeat the added thing you forgot. So you're chayev to eat three meals on Shabbos, or at least two meals with bread. So those first two meals, you have to repeat ritzei if you forgot it. Shalosh shudas is a question if you need bread, correct?
That's why you don't have to repeat.
Correct. That's why at shalosh shudas, since some say you don't need to have bread, you don't need to repeat. Yontev, question, but at the end of the day, we paskin, you do need to have at least two meals with bread. Therefore, if you forget yale v'yavo, you need to repeat. Rosh Chodesh, you do not need to have a meal. It's a nice thing, but you don't need to. Therefore, you don't have to repeat the yale v'yavo. Chanukah, you need to have a meal with bread?
No.
So if you get al anisim, you don't repeat. Great. So we know the rule of the thumb. That's the way it works. What happens on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Let's say I benched. I said ritzei. I'm a good Jew. But yale v'yavo doesn't come up so often, so I didn't say it. Then after benching, I sit down. And like a good Jew, after the meal, you open up a newspaper, and you're about to read Shtayim Mikra Chatargum on that newspaper. And when you get to an article that says something about HaChodesh, says HaChodesh, this politician is going to jail, you say, oh my God, Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, I forgot to say Yale V'yavo. Do you have to repeat it if it's Shabbos? Totally based on our question, correct? Actually, end of the day, totally based on our question. Yes or no?
No.
If you say it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, two different things, then Shabbos has rules and regulations. Rosh Chodesh has rules and regulations. Right. The rules and regulations of Rosh Chodesh does not require me to repeat the Yale V'yavo. I don't have to. But if you say they fuse into one, what would you say? That you'd have to repeat it because now it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh means, here are the rules. You can't do 39 melachos from the Torah. You can't do many melachos from the rabbis. In addition to which, you have to say a half halal. It's a minhag, but we do it. You have to read this Torah reading and that Torah reading, and you have to eat three meals. Wait, is the three meals for Shabbos or for Rosh Chodesh? Answer. Makes no difference. It's the same entity. So if you forget it, when you eat Friday night, you're eating a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal. Not a Shabbos meal that happens to be on Rosh Chodesh. It's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh meal. And you would have to repeat the benching. At the end of the day, generally, again, this is a machlokas, but generally, both the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham Paskin, you do not need to repeat the Yaleh V'Yavol, each for a different reason. The Mishnah Berurah straight, he says, you don't have to repeat Yaleh V'Yavol on a regular Rosh Chodesh. Finished. The Magen Avraham disagrees. He says, according to my logic, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you would have to repeat it. But the Chachamim didn't metakein that you should repeat it because a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh doesn't come out too often. Meaning he would say, he basically says, you should repeat it. But because it doesn't come out too often, they didn't put that into the rule book. So the end of the day, gentlemen, when you come to a fused day, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Yontif, Shabbos Yom Kippur, you have to always ask yourself this fundamental question. Are we creating a new day with new rules and regulations? Or, no, separate. With Yom Kippur, pretty obvious, it became one. Because throughout the davening, we always said, V'yoma Shabbat Hazeh, V'yoma Kippurim Hazeh. Be it at the Haftorah, be it at the davening, and be it at the most important part, where you would say it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Do you daven the Eilah on Shabbos? No, you daven the Eilah on a fast day. There's no question that the Eilah is there because it's a public fast day. So why is it at the Eilah you said, V'yoma Shabbat Hazeh, V'yoma Kippurim Hazeh? Answer, because it fused into one. Do you read a Haftorah on Shabbos at Mincha?
No.
You read a Haftorah on a fast day at Mincha. So we Ashkenazim have no problem. We skip over the last bracha, Ala Torah v'Ala Avoda. The Sfardim don't skip over it, even at Mincha. And they say, at Mincha of Yom Kippur, that falls out on Shabbos, Ala Torah v'Ala Avoda v'Ala Nevi'im. Continue. Someone would say, wait a minute, you're not reading the Haftorah because it's Shabbos. Answer, yes we are. It's a new entity called Shabbos Yom Kippur. When it comes to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, you got to ask yourself, maybe not. The laning doesn't change, it's the laning of the week. The davening doesn't change, it's the same davening Friday night, Shabbos morning, and at Mincha. But Musaf changes. The Or Sameach was Medayek, based on the Gemara, that since one Korban doesn't trump the other, because it merges into one, the day merges into one. And therefore, we set two nafkaminas. Do you use one tune for Musaf, or you change back and forth between Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? That's not an important nafkamina. The most important one is that you repeat the Yaleh V'Yavol if you forgot the benching. If it's a Shabbos and a Rosh Chodesh, two different rules and regulations. One's for Shabbos if you forget Ritzeh, one for Rosh Chodesh if you forget Yaleh V'Yavol. But if they merge into one, then all of a sudden you'd have to contemplate, hey, wait a minute. If it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, forget Yaleh V'Yavol, it's like forgetting Ritzeh. It merged into one. At the end of the day, we paskin, you don't need to, for two separate reasons. Mishnah Berurah says, exactly what I said earlier, two different things. The Magen Avraham says, no, it's not two different things. It actually fuses into one. But the Chacham didn't want to bother you on such a strange day of a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh that comes out maybe once or twice a year. Okay, Hallel is said because it's a half Hallel. We say it on Rosh Chodesh. So you could very easily say, okay, I finished my Shabbos obligation. Now I'm starting my Rosh Chodesh obligation, Hallel. Right? Very simple. But there is another place in davening, and with this we conclude, where they do merge into one. We said Musaf. We brought up the question, do you have to repeat Yaleh V'Yavol because it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? There's one more place. Where's the other place that it merges into one? What's the halacha when you eat Shalosh Shittos on a Shabbos and you go past Shkia, you're going into twilight, perhaps it's dark outside, do you still say Ritzeh?
Yeah.
Yes. Now there's two different reasons why you would say Ritzeh. One is because you started to eat when it was still daylight and we go by the time you started to eat. That's probably the main reason. The other reason, which is not the main reason, but you can definitely throw it into the pool, is because of a din of Tosefes Shabbos. We have an obligation to add on to Shabbos. We're adding on to Shabbos, so it's still Shabbos, even though it's now pitch black, and even though my neighbor's already in his car, and he's not a Mechal Shabbos, Shabbos is over, but I'm still in Shabbos. You go to any Hasidic court, they're still on Shabbos long after Shabbos ended. How they pull that off, I don't know. But they pull it off every week. Answer is, because it's Tosefta Shabbos. Okay. So they're 5 hours after Shabbos, they say Ritzei. One pool of thought would say you could be 20 hours after Shabbos. If you're continuing the meal, you go by the end, beginning of the meal. The beginning of the meal started before Shkia. But by Hasidim, they never start before Shkia. Let's be honest, everything's by them late. So therefore, what's their reason? Tosefta Shabbos. Now let me ask you a question. If you do that same trick this week, you finish your Shalosh Shudas goes into twilight, into darkness. Do you say both Ritzei and Yalav Yavo? Or do you only say Ritzei because Kedusha Shabbos continues? But Rosh Chodesh ended. The minute Shkia hit, Tzeta Kochavim for sure, Rosh Chodesh is finished.
It depends on your question.
It depends exactly on my question. Are they a new entity fusing into one? Right. Or they're two different entities? One more. Mitch said it. See, the Haftorah this week is a trick. Because we do end with a maftir that has to do with Rosh Chodesh. So you always say the Haftorah, you should say the Haftorah based on the last thing you read. Now, that's very nice. As I said, it's a false statement because we have so many exceptions to that rule. Shabbos Shuva, Sheva de Nechamta, Gimel de Paranuta, etc. But that's the general rule. So therefore, it's not such a good nafkamina, but I'll just point out the following. Do you ever say a Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh? No, so why are we saying a special Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Maybe because it's one entity. You look in your Chumash, in the back there it says, Haftorah l'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's a new entity. If you were the two separate things, you'd say, okay, I have to read the Torah reading for Rosh Chodesh. I have to read the Torah reading for Shabbos. What should the Haftorah be? The Haftorah for Shabbos, whatever Shabbos it is. Parshat Noach, Parshat Noach. Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha. But since we read a special Haftorah, maybe that proves that it fuses into one. So basically, we asked a very fundamental question today. When you have a day, 2 days that fuse into one, are they two guests in the same home, or do they come into one entity? Nafkamina would be the nigun you use. Nafkamina would be Mekadesh HaShabbat, separate from Mekadesh Yisrael V'Rashei Chodashim. Nafkamina number three is, would you repeat the Yale V'Yavo? Continue. Nafkamina number four is, why do you change the Haftorah? And do you say in those brachos of the Haftorah, Ala Torah, Va'ala Avodah, Va'ala Nevi'im, Va'al Yom HaShabbat Hazeh, Va'al Yom Rosh HaChodesh, as they say, wait a minute, there's no Haftorah on Rosh HaChodesh, why are you even mentioning it? Answer, because it fused into one, it's a new entity. So any time in Halacha, when you have two different days that fuse into one, you can ask the same question about Shabbos Chanukah. You can ask the same question when Purim comes out in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. You can ask the same question about Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yontif. Do they fuse into one? Or are they two separate entities just living in the same house? So you'll do your Shabbos obligations, your Yontif obligations. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're not. On Yontif and Shah and Yom Kippur, it seems pretty obvious they fuse into one because we change the laning, we change everything. But when it comes to Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and we don't change everything, the question remains open. At the end of the story, you don't repeat Yalav Yavo if you forget it, for two separate reasons. And as I said earlier, one reason is because they're separate, and the other reason is, no, they're the same, but they were in Metakinus.
If you forgot to...